Hi, this is Nicholas Webb, and welcome to another episode of the Nicholas Webb Show. Today, I'm going to talk about the impact of artificial intelligence on medical devices. And it would be easy to talk about the 342 ways in which AI is going to impact healthcare and medical devices, but that would be an awfully long podcast. So I'm going to boil this down to four key areas that I would encourage you to consider as you're thinking about the way in which you will leverage emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence and connection architecture, to be able to improve the value that your device delivers to the marketplace. Now, let's start by looking at artificial intelligence. You know, most people say that AI really comes in seven different flavors. And of course, if you get esoteric, there are people that talk about the dozens of different types of artificial intelligence. But right now, we're really dealing with language models and really, in some ways, kinder AI. But that really will change. We'll get to the point where we can compute faster. And it will really get weird when the thinking machine starts to think about what to think about. We're not quite there yet, but it's probably inevitable. But for right now, let's talk about AI as a black box that is a thinking and learning machine. And for now, we have to tell the thinking and learning machine what to think about. And those are called algorithms. But what we really want to think about now is how can we use this thinking and learning machine that can quickly look at tens of thousands of pieces of disparate data sets instantaneously to deliver more value. So the black box is good to the extent that we have thoughtful algorithms to tell it what to think about, and to the extent that we have developed thoughtful connection architecture. In other words, if this is a black box with wires, kind of like a computer, then we have to decide what we put into the machine, what we tell it to think about, and then what we tell it to do with the thinking that it has completed. That's really the best way to look at it in terms, and I realize this is simplistic, but that's really the way to look at it as it relates to devices. I think the low-hanging fruit in the next 12 months will be the way in which we deliver the first of the four values. Number one is experiential value. We can leverage artificial intelligence to improve the way in which patients, providers, staff, and caregivers deliver better experiences across the five touch points across a range of patient or staff personas. Let me drill down on that a little bit more. We know that we are in a time of hyper-consumerism, that staff and providers want better experiences. We also know that patients want better experiences. And when we think about better experiences, one of the major ways in which we architect better experiences for patients is we do it by eliminating or reducing friction. And really, friction is waiting. It's time. It's pain. It's pushback. It's headwinds. And AI does a really, really good job. Let me give you a really quick example. The other day, I bought three tiles, you know, the tracking devices that you use if you lose your keys or your backpack. And when I got the three tile devices, which are a Bluetooth tracking device, two of them worked, one of them didn't. So I went onto the app and I had the option of calling them, which I knew would be a hard, miserable, painful experience, or I could use their AI-driven chatbot. Okay, so here's what I did. I said, hey, I bought three of these and one of them's not working. The computer, the chatbot, instantly said, dude, it sounds like you've tried everything. I'm like, well, I didn't really, but okay. So in other words, the bot, the AI bot, gave me the benefit of the doubt. Then I'm waiting to think about how I respond. So I just said, yeah, I did everything. And then within a millisecond, it said, hey, I just shipped you another one. Wait, in 6 seconds, I went to the bot and said, I bought something, it's broken. The bot said, hey, it sounds like you've tried everything. Now, there's magic to this entire vernacular and the linguistics that the bot used. And then after it said, I've already shipped it to you, I was getting ready to write it a love letter. And before I could complete the love letter, it said, pretty fast, huh? What? It's arrogant and cool all at the same time. So remember that the experiences that we can deliver, the experiential value to providers, staff, and patients are not subtractive. They're additive. and the way in which we design better experiences to leverage artificial intelligence to create experiential value will really determine how we're using AI in its best possible low-hanging fruit. Experiential value should be at the very top of the way in which you leverage AI. The next point of the four, I think, low-hanging fruits is anticipatory value. We know in a time of chaotic change, by the way, the title of my just-released book, Chaotic Change, we know that in a time of chaotic change that we need to anticipate what's around the corner quicker because we're coming at the corner a lot faster than we ever did before. And in a time of differentness, we can't commit to sameness. We have to accept the fact that we have to create new innovations, new delivery models, new. And the only way that we can do that is to anticipate what's ahead of us. I recently gave a keynote presentation for Ohio Health. While I was waiting for my time to take the stage, I noticed that there was a convention going on at the same convention center for the chess competition. It was a huge convention. I walked into this hall. There was thousands of people in there playing chess. So I cornered somebody. I said, gosh, tell me everything that I need to know about chess. And they said, well, the key is, the secret, that it is most important to being a great chess player, and that is you've got to be several moves ahead of your competition. In fact, one individual told me that a grandmaster chess champion can be as far as 11 or 12 moves ahead in their thinking. That's amazing. Turns out that in a time of rapid, disruptive, and chaotic change, the best organizations, the best devices, the best healthcare technologies are at least 3 to 5 moves ahead. I have to tell you, from my consulting practice, the overwhelming majority of organizations are below the entrepreneurs and the startups that are coming out, realizing that they have to anticipate those next moves. Now, we can leverage AI to plug into all kinds of internal and external data sets to understand the meaning of these big, these micro, and these nano signals to understand things that we should be doing. What are the trends in clinical application? What are the trends in economic and reimbursement? What are the trends, right? Can we understand what our competitors are doing, what the marketscape is doing, and what we're doing? Look at that across an algorithm to make better decisions about the way in which we anticipate the development of new technologies? That's a question. And the answer is yes, absolutely. I think anticipatory value is the next most, I would say, opportunistic resonant target right now. Now, the next one, of course, is clinical value. Now, the problem with clinical value is we now get into the point where we're dealing with regulation. And there are, as you know, if you're a medical technologist or a medical device company, you know that we have some challenges in terms of how we use data, the way in which we validate the data source, the way in which we validate the computation of the data source, and the way in which we utilize the data, right? So all of those things create a great deal of complexity, but it's also tremendously opportunistic. So as we get into the next 3 years or so, we're going to see it become far more main place for us to be using clinical AI to be able to develop treatment plans, for us to be able to use wearable technologies that can monitor as much as 30 different data signals to anticipate disease processes well before they become lethal or expensive. In fact, I'm going to make a prediction here that in 5 years, if you want affordable insurance, health insurance, you will be monitored. And the monitoring technology will be an in-ear technology. It will likely be monitoring EEG data, core body temperature, pulse oximetry, and other key signals. But ultimately, leveraging some new emerging technologies in terms of lasers, we're also going to be able to do transdermal blood sampling for continuous blood data. There's so much going on in terms of ambulatory sensors that it is just incredible. I mean, think about it if you happen to be a physician or a provider, think about the power of being able to look at, 15 to 30 different biosignals over a period of months, looking at it by hour. Now you look at that dashboard and there's lots of incredibly rich data. And of course, AI will be doing a really, really important role there to understand the meaning of these disparate data signals, to understand the corollary between the development of disease processes and the continuous monitoring of multi-biosensors. It's really exciting stuff. So clinical value is going to be huge. I think it's going to be a little bit latent just because we are a risk-centric industry for good reasons. We don't want to kill anybody. But clinical value is on my four pillars. Now, the last one is economic value. Most people don't realize that we can reduce costs within our organization by as much as 30%. According to a recent McKinsey & Company study, we can reduce costs by as much as 30% by automating human tasks, leveraging robotic process automation, which of course is AI-powered. So those are the areas that I would encourage you to take a look at. Number one, experiential value. Totally the lowest hanging fruit for sure, because it's available to us now. It's not particularly regulatory or compliance sensitive. There are some patient privacy stuff and so on, but generally speaking, it's the easiest one for us to deploy on. And it has the biggest value, especially in a time of hyper patient consumerism. The next one is anticipatory value, anticipating the way in which we do everything. Anticipate disease processes from a clinical perspective, but from an enterprise perspective, anticipating the way in which we develop our innovation pipeline. We have to develop more robust, non-risk-centric pipelines that go beyond, in my opinion, stage gate methodologies and this focus on FFE, or fuzzy front-end methods. We have to build really smart innovation pipelines, and those innovation pipelines will absolutely be powered by AI. The other one, of course, again, is clinical value. Clinical value will be a little more latent, but the impact will be phenomenal. In fact, we will save millions and millions and millions of lives through the deployment of better sensor technology in terms of wearable technologies and the way in which we aggregate and evaluate and deploy upon the data that is acquired through those ambulatory monitoring technologies. And then lastly, and this is, I would say, if I were to choose two that I would make the next 12 to 24 months really focus on, I would have to say patient provider experiential value AI, and then I would say enterprise AI, because it's really easy to reduce costs by 30 or 40% for robotic process automation. You can leverage enterprise innovation, which can get you as much as a 60% better return on stated strategic priorities powered by things like enterprise social networks that leverage gamification and social engagement. I know this is a lot of stuff, a lot of lingo, but the point that I'm making here is all of this is available to you today. The overwhelming majority of leaders recoil, right? I just gave a talk to 1,000 people within pharma, and I offered up a copy of a paper that I did to tell them how to apply this. Out of the audience of 1,000 people, I think I've got 8 requests for the paper. I mean, I know they're not doing it. I know they should be doing it. Are they just not vested? Do they not believe that change is happening at an unprecedented rate? I don't know. But I do know one thing, the rock stars, the superstars, the organizations that are enjoying predictable and scalable revenue growth, the organizations that are attracting and keeping mission-critical talent, the organizations that have the highest HCAP score or highest customer satisfaction ratings, those organizations are deploying AI to improve the experience, to reduce the cost, and to build superstar strategies. All right, there you go. I know that was a lot for about 15 minutes, but I hope that you'll at least consider the importance of these four deployables. These are the things we can deploy on right now. Experiential value, anticipatory value, clinical value, and enterprise value. Hey, make sure and subscribe to my podcast. I pull away all of the non-meat fillers. I cut right to the chase and give you lots and lots of actionable data. I structure my podcast of nano courses. These are miniature courses to make you the rock star expert that you need to be in a time of chaotic change. Again, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. And look, if you're interested, pick up a copy of my book, Chaotic Change, because it covers so much of what the best leaders are doing today to drive enterprises and departments that are killing it. All right. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Looking forward to my next one. Talk then.